This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talked a little bit about the Giants before, about obviously Russell Wilson being named the starter. That's no surprise at all. Not stunned that Dable also said the second spot is up for battle. The number two quarterback, you know, for grabs, number two quarterback, a little competition, which I like. I think it's healthy. I'm curious to see how it goes, but I did touch on that. But the other thing I didn't touch on from Giants' perspective very quickly, you know, I think it depends how you process, you know, like how you heard it. When Bogus just said in the update, you know, the Giants expect Andrew Thomas to be ready for week one. I sure as hell hope so. I mean, come on. How long was he out? How long did he have? Did he have the surgery, the situation with the foot, right? So that's an odd one to me. The Giants expect him to be ready for week one. And I don't get overly alarmed on, you know, players on the pup. You don't need to go hard the first, not that they go really hard anymore, but like the first day, you don't need to do that. But so it's more of a clerical thing, more of a whatever. So I'm not overreacting too much to that, but I don't know. You know, far be it for me to just assume that the starting left tackle, who's one of the best in football, after 5 or 6 months of recovery, I think that I would want a little bit more of an optimistic scout report than here on July 23rd that Andrew Thomas should be ready for week one. I'm not trying to make too much out of it, but that caught my ear. All right, BT and Sal here on The Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. We've obviously talked about the Mets. Right now, we get back to the Yankees with one of the great voices of the Yankees. I texted her a couple of weeks ago. I heard a pregame interview, and I love this geeky stuff. It's right up my alley. The scout who found Schlittler and the scout who found Ben Rice, and she got right back to me. She's awesome. Susan Walden, what's happening, kiddo? How you doing?
I'm great. I turn on and I'm listening and you're talking football. I thought you'd still be screaming from last week about the Yankees and how they've been playing. I'm really glad to know you're talking about something else this morning.
And listen, I'll tell you something. I've been positive about the Yankees today. Let me ask you a question. Now, yeah. And I know, I should say, I think that you listen to Sal and I on occasion. You put the station on once in a while, right? No. Oh, no. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, I do. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I got you. I ask you that just to get to this next question, which is really the question. Do you think I'm unfair to the Yankees? Like, because I know that there's so many different ways to interpret where they are and what they need to do and how they played. I think I'm fairly balanced, but I don't know. Maybe in the eyes of some, I'm not. You think I've been a little bit too nuts about this?
Well, no. I think you're perfect for what you're doing for a living. You know, you're not the manager of the Yankees. You're doing a talk show.
That's right.
And you're talking to people who live and die with this. I have something for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because and if you know this quote, you can't. I want to read you something. And I want to tell you, I want you to tell me which manager said this.
Oh, okay. I love it. Go ahead.
All right?
Yeah.
This is a quote.
Yeah.
This better be rock bottom as far as how we've been pitching, how we've been playing defense. I think the offense is starting to kind of tick up, which is good. But yeah, I think as far as the quality of the baseball, it's been a tough watch. What manager just said that?
Okay. Oh, just said it. I was going to say Joe Torre in 2000 when they were playing terribly down the show. Okay.
Yesterday.
Just said it. I don't know. Who was it?
Dave Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Yes, well, he's right.
So anytime you think that the Yankees are alone in this, that's the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep. Point taken. Listen, I understand what you're saying. And one thing that I've said, Susan, a lot, right? When and there's obviously varying degrees of urgencies and nuttiness from the fans. I get it. It's all over the full spectrum. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But one thing that I always say is, hey, you know, if you're telling me that, you know, you feel confident that the Yankees are going to win or they have this, I'm not saying that you're totally wrong, but I am more of a believer in tell me what my team, same with the Mets, tell me what the team has rather than what the other teams don't.
Right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm fully confident that they're going to start playing great baseball. Of course, I mean, you have to be an idiot. I'm watching. I do these games. I've seen every pitch of every game.
Yep.
You know, you'd have to. But I do think that, you know, and this is what fandom is. And I think everybody's got to understand this. I think things can be handled a little differently. You know, I don't, you know, it's. I don't like this, boy, we lost 10 to nothing, but isn't it a beautiful day kind of attitude. I don't like that. I mean, there are things wrong, and I know the Yankees think of them. I'll tell you right now, a lot of these rumors that you're hearing on and seeing on the internet are pure garbage. I mean, pure garbage. They'll end up with a third baseman, but I think they're after bigger things. I think they're after, they need pitching. And I think that the staff here knows that, they need a third baseman. They need pitching desperately. That bullpen is on fumes.
Yes,
it's
rough.
Every single day. And I keep looking to see if Tim Hill's left arm is going to be longer than his right arm because he's every single day. I mean, they need people. But, you know, and they've had scouts in Minnesota. They haven't decided whether they're going to sell yet or not. They've had scouts in Pittsburgh. The Minnesota one intrigues me because they've got great pitching. If they're going to give up on that closer, and then maybe one of the starters, that's maybe you go there. But there's nothing out there. They haven't made offers to anybody. And when things happen, and you know Brian Cashman, he's going to do it at the last minute. Well, I'll be sitting here at 6:02 on, if that's the time, on trade deadline, and that's when it happens.
Listen, he's very good at that. I've always said that.
Yep.
You know, whether it's Grisham, I mean, he's made some money moves. Pardon me, whether Jazz Chisholm, money moves over the years. He's proved himself there. That's one of his greatest strengths to me, putting together a bullpen, making a move when they need to. I think he's great at that. So I know that they're going to pounce. But here's the thing. We all know that they need multiple quality arms in the bullpen. He's going to do that. There is, in my opinion, there is no way they can enter October with that left side of the infield. There's no chance. They have to get a third baseman.
I don't think. Oh, they'll get a third baseman.
Okay.
But if you're going to get a third baseman, you better get one that defensively is better than what's already there.
I know. And Suarez stinks. I agree. I like McMahon. I think McMahon from the Rockies could be a decent fit.
Well, I don't know. He hits 203, and he's hitting in Colorado. I don't know. I mean, there are other people that if you get like a frontline starter from a team, do you put in Ahmad Rosario over there, a Willie Castro, if you can get a big starter and a big bullpen arm?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they got to think of. But by the way, don't forget, teams aren't sitting around saying, this is what we've got for sale. My guess is Suarez is going anyway. Because I think that this is it for him in Arizona, so he's going somewhere. The last rumor was he was going back to Seattle, but who knows? I don't think anybody knows yet what they're doing, and the GMs of all these other teams. I know that Yankees have scouts in Pittsburgh. They got them in Minnesota. They've been in Minnesota and Pittsburgh a couple of times. Arizona. Brian Cashman leaves no stone unturned. And just because we're talking about four different people doesn't mean he's not talking about 10.
And five that we're not even thinking about.
And because a lot of these teams haven't decided yet
Yep.
whether they're in or they're out. There's another, 10 days? Another week.
Yeah.
What if somebody goes on a winning streak and wins six in a row?
I hear you.
And all of a sudden, they're the last wild card.
Yeah.
And wild card, even if it's the first round, that's money.
I know. Understood. It's changed this time of the year. There's no doubt. Susan Wallman, of course, great voice of the Yanks forever. She's with us here, BT and Sal. All right, so I want to jump around to a couple of things here, and you don't have to delve too deeply into these because I want to give you a couple names. Is Lombard untouchable, do you think?
Yes.
Is Jones untouchable?
I think Lombard is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is the only one that's really untouchable.
But
you don't know. Would you give Spencer Jones for Joe Ryan in 5 minutes? You would do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I said I want to go through these names, but it's hard not to because there's so much meat on the bone. The only thing that worries me about, number one, Jones looks great at AAA. That's obvious. But you know, they're not going to resign Goldschmidt next year. Grisham could leave. Bellinger could leave.
I think you're going too far away. I mean, we're still in July of this year. No, you gotta get through this.
I understand.
Here's the thing about Spencer Jones, and I understand that everybody is talking about the strikeouts and everything. Well, he's not striking out now.
Nope.
And someone else came up here and struck out 30% of the time, and his name is Aaron Judge. And now they say he's the best hitter in baseball. And I think the mistake is when we think that what we see at AA or AAA is what you're going to see after a couple of years in the big leagues. Nobody made more errors at shortstop in the minor leagues than Derek Jeter.
56.
And he came up here, and that didn't happen.
Yep.
But you do get to grow up in this world. George Lombard is 19 years old. I mean, give him a minute.
But when they
get here, you don't expect, I think everybody expects you to be a finished product. Nobody is a finished product. Perfect example, Cam Schlittler is not a finished product. Do you see the talent there?
I like
you
him.
You see what you saw last night?
Yeah.
He's a tough kid. He hadn't pitched in 10 days. No wonder people are saying, oh, he walks people. He walks people. He hadn't pitched in 10 days. He'd walk people too.
Obviously, if we don't think, and I tend to agree, I don't think Jones is untouchable, but I'd like to keep him. They have to really like Ben Rice. I mean, I don't know how much you dive into the deeper analytical stuff. I do, and I don't want to really talk. It's kind of nerdy on the air. It's hard to do. Everything's amazing from a hitting perspective. This kid's got to play every day.
Well, he's not going to play every day.
I don't like that, Susan.
Here's the thing. Here's the whole thing. You got too many people that need to play every day. In a perfect world, you would find out about Jason Dominguez by putting him out there every single day. You can't, because there's a guy named Bellinger who's out there who can play anywhere, and he should play every day, as far as I'm concerned, because he's amazing. But look at it. Look at the team. What team do you know has three catchers on the roster, all of them left-handed?
I don't know.
And the roster needs to be fixed a little bit. And I think they know that. And, you know, you got the left-handed first baseman. Ben Rice is okay at first base. He's not Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that do you worry about, you know, do we get through this year first with an eye on next year? Or do we think about who's leaving next year?
That's a tough balance to strike. What do you think they're thinking? I know what I'm thinking. What do you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated,
but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
They're thinking.
I think they're thinking both of it.
That's a tough thing to, yeah. I'm not saying you can't straddle it. But, yeah.
Well, but you can for now. Right now, this roster, you know, it doesn't have a really good left side of the infield. You have to fix that. I'm sorry. You can't, you know, you've got three people. You paid $1 billion for Max Fried. You've got Stroman, who's a ground ball pitcher. Will Warren hits mostly to contact. And you've got a left side of the infield that can't make plays. That doesn't make sense to me. Even in a money point of view, you've got to have a third baseman. You've got to have a left side of the infield. When you've got left-handed guys who throw ground balls to the left side, you've got to have people that can then pick it there. That's the whole thing, because so it doesn't work. It's not that they make errors. It's that they're not built for what I think is on this staff. Mark Leiter's another example.
Mm-hmm.
He's a ground ball pitcher. When
fork
he gives
ball.
Up hits, they go through the left side.
Yep, fork ball. You're nailing it.
But it's those kinds of things that you have to fix. You know, and I know the results. I know that people are on Mark Leiter. A lot of it is not him. If there's people that can play the defense, that someone like that, that's who he is.
Well,
he doesn't strike people out or give up fly balls.
He doesn't.
He hits them to the right, to the left side of the infield.
You're right.
But that's just an example.
Yep. No,
you
I
know,
got
Max
you.
Max Fried is the most glaring. That's what he does. He's a contact hitter. He has, that's why, you know, you see him striking out a lot now,
mm-hmm.
people. But he hits, when they hit his pitches, they go to the left side.
No
so
doubt.
Gotta,
and I don't remember, as soon as I remember saying that over the winter, like, it, just look at his profile. He's going to throw the ball in at the ankles. He's going to cut into a righty, and he's going to bang that ball into third. That's why I was, that's why I was kind of intrigued with Arenado. I know he doesn't hit the way he used to. I know the contract.
Right,
I know
right.
that. But he can pick it. That's all. That's.
I think that they, and don't think that they've just decided in the last two months that they need a left field, a third baseman. They've been trying. I think the Yankees thought they could get by with this group, but it was supposed to be Cabrera.
Right? Yeah.
Don't forget, he's
I
not
know.
Here.
I know.
And then they had hoped, there was a lot of hoping going on, I think. And I don't think that anybody thought, when I first saw Oswald Peraza, I thought he was going to be really, really good.
Me too.
And he has regressed for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons that go behind that. But that being said, they're not just starting to look for a third baseman yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on, but everybody
been
knows
for 15
the
years.
Needed...
It feels like 15 years since A-Rod, basically.
Well, yeah. Well, it's hard to match that one. You know, if you look around, and I keep seeing pictures of the, you know, that infield, A-Rod and Jeter and Cano.
I mean,
my goodness, doesn't get any better than that.
No.
But you know, there's got to be a happy medium in between Alex Rodriguez and Scott Brosius and what's going on there.
Vivas.
Now.
I got you.
Yeah, somebody's got to be in the middle of that, and you know, there's got to be somebody that's in there somewhere.
I got a name for you that probably you're one of the only people that remember. It can't be Len Cicada, though. Does that ring a bell?
No, it can't. Yes, of course. Remember, it mostly was Baltimore, though.
Yes, 100%. No doubt.
Yep.
All right. So,
someone will be here. I will. This I will make a Brian Cashman is really good at what he does. Someone will be there at third base that is different than what's there now.
They better be. I believe it. I agree with you. I know he's going to get somebody. He has to. All right,
now you've got guys, you know, you've got something to talk about every single day. Right?
I love it. I mean, eventually I'd like to get on the air one day and say, hey, the Yankees just got an awesome third baseman. And I think that we'll be able to do that. But I want to ask you about Volpe. It's not the same because the Mets did this with Alvarez for a catcher. It's much more urgent. I think that his defensive mechanics were just broken. I think that Volpe's more in his head, although now his mechanics are breaking as well. Would they ever send him down? I mean, what's the next step?
Okay, here's my question for you. Before I answer that, who would play there?
I hear you. I know. That's what I say. I would not send them down, but a lot of people say they should.
Well, but I think people think that going down is a magic bullet to get your head straight. You gotta think of who the person is too. He's been here 3 years. He's not a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think but I think more importantly is who are you gonna put there?
Well, I mean, yeah, I know.
You know, this is tough to watch for everybody, and I'm sure it's worse for Anthony Volpe. But this is tough to watch, and you wonder if, and they'll deny it, of course. You wonder if the offense. A lot of people can't stop taking their offense into the field. Gary Sanchez couldn't do it.
Nope.
He couldn't separate offense and defense. When he went badly defensively, that's when he started striking out. Or the other way around. I don't know whether it's the chicken or the egg. And I don't know, you know, I haven't delved that much into Anthony Volpe's psyche to see if that's it. There's got to be something in there because not everybody can separate. Not everybody. You know who did it perfectly? Jorge Posada did it perfectly. Because all the years that we heard about, you know, his, you know, wasn't a great catcher. He wasn't yada, yada, yada. They sure liked it when he hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the seventh.
Hit a lot of them, too. Yeah.
He could separate. Judge separates. I think really good players do. And I think that's something. I'm not saying that's Volpe. I'm just kind of wondering.
Yeah.
And if that's true, it doesn't make any difference whether he's here or in Scranton.
Well,
I don't think they would do that because there's nobody there.
Yeah, they're not going to set him down. Yeah, now they're about at a ninth, so there's not literally, there's no 10th or 11th slot, so he's about as low as you can get now. But I agree, they're not going to send them down. But here's the thing with Volpe, specific to him. You know, and others have gone, whether it's Salim Bazili with the Mets back in the day or some others that stayed locally. Like, there's just a different magnet on you. And, like, when I was in the stadium, when Volpe hit the Grand Slam of the World Series, the cheer was for the Yankees, but the depth of the cheer was also, hey, he's one of us. So when it's good, yep. It's better. Yep. When it's bad, it's worse.
It's exactly right. You're exactly right. And a couple of home runs the other day, maybe that stopped it a little bit. But to me, and, you know, he is going to hit you 20 home runs, but is he that kind of hitter?
No, shouldn't be.
You know, is it? You know, if you're down in ninth, it's nice if he runs into one, but that shouldn't be the crux of what he does. But, you know, but maybe they think differently, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main thing about, I don't think it does any good to send him down at this point. And my question is who plays shortstop?
I don't disagree with really either one of those. All right. So are they worried? How worried? How much are they holding the breath? Max Fried and the blister today, tonight.
Well, Max Fried's not holding his breath, so if they are, I don't know. I mean, Max Fried says he's fine,
yep.
And I expect he knows that he's had it 4 times in his career, so he knows himself better than anybody, and it's been a couple of weeks, right? He hasn't pitched since Saturday, since before the All-Star game?
Correct. It's been since then. Yep,
right.
He's good. Yep.
No,
yep.
He says he's fine. This should be an interesting Bassett and Fried. Between them,
yeah.
They've got 30 different pitches. It's going to be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He should be fine. If he looks at his hand, then we'll know that we're wrong. But it seems to be fine. You know, he says it's all healed.
What about Luis Hill?
They really need him.
Well, they need him, and they need Luis Hill. When is Luis Hill coming back?
Oh, he's got one. What's today? Is today Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, he's pitching today and tonight and, I know, Scranton or Somerset, whichever one. And
okay.
Then they're going to decide whether he can come back or he needs one more.
Mm-hmm.
Usually he threw 57 pitches last time. I hear he was really good. And, you know, don't look at results there. You look at speed and where he's hitting.
Yep, I agree.
And if he's,
I agree.
Because there's no adrenaline when you're pitching at Somerset. You know, they try, but you can't.
Yeah.
And so he'll either be back next time around or he'll have one more.
Okay.
They, you know, because if he gets to 75, do you bring him back then, which they do a lot, or do you give him one more just to make sure?
Yeah, and Boone was talking about that like 2 weeks ago. He's like, listen, our decision's going to be, do we stretch him out up here or do we just stretch him out there for one more? So that's basically what you just said, and that'll be good news here. I was thinking about this. Can't prove it. I'll throw it by you. You've seen them all. Obviously, put Jeter aside, although I do want to get back to Jeter with old-timers in a second, but I watch Bellinger play, and I go back and forth between, like, a more athletic Paul O'Neill, however you want to frame it. He's awesome. There's nothing that he doesn't do well. And I am of the opinion, you know, all right, Alex, but, you know, that was a little tainted, whatever. Like, Bellinger, maybe in the last 25, I don't know anybody that's done everything well like he does on a baseball field in a long time for the Yankees.
I think you're right. It's been and because of he'll do anything. He has no fear. You want to put me in left field? Okay. I'll go there. Doesn't matter. Warren put me at first base. But he's good everywhere. He's just got this. There's something about him. There's no fear, and there's nothing he thinks he can't do. You know, it's not an arrogant thing. He's delightful. I mean, he's okay, I'll do this. It'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he hasn't played a lot of left field. He's been center and right and first base with the Dodgers. He's really good. But he's one of those athletes. He's a better, now I don't know if you remember his dad. Clay played everywhere.
No, I remember, of course.
He didn't hit like that. No. He didn't hit like that. Nah. But he could play anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You weren't embarrassed to put him any place. So there's that kind of athlete. But he is, you know, a line drive hitter that hits home runs. Like O'Neill. That's the O'Neill comparison. Also, he's tall and lanky like O'Neill.
He is. There's no way they... Now, listen, Boris and contracts and opt-outs, like he just looks like he's got to be a Yankee for the next 5 years, Susan. He has to be.
Well, I would... But by the way, I must tell you, and I don't know if somebody's agent would get mad, I've never seen anybody so happy to be a Yankee in my life as Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
He's just, from his father, the whole thing, and when he walked in, I belong here. Yeah, it's... Yeah, and he has proven, except for when he had the back problem and then the food poisoning and tried to play through it all, he's been terrific. Everything about him.
Yeah, and the other night when Boone decided to sit him, which I thought was ridiculous, maybe even, what do you sit him for? The first game against Toronto.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what you know, Aaron has a problem. You've got four outfielders for three spots, and then if you put him at first base, you don't get to play Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody sits. Also, that was, I think, that he was, who was the pitcher?
Gausman. Bad numbers against Gausman.
He was 2-for-18.
I know. So what?
But that's what happens when you've got, you know, people that you want to play every day. You know, people say, Jason Dominguez, to me, is incomplete because he doesn't play all the time. So I don't know if we know if he's really going to be good or not.
I agree.
But somebody's got to sit all the time. And he got to play a lot because when Grisham got hurt with the groin and didn't play for a while, then you had him out there. But he's got to play. But some, you know, they do need a day. But the other thing is that Anthony Volpe plays every single day.
Sit him. I've said that too. Give him a rest. Don't forget about the minors. Give him a night off.
Who's gonna play there?
It doesn't matter. He's gonna be better than Volpe is right now. Right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, and I love the kid. I defend him.
We all love the kid. It's got to be awful for him to go through.
Yeah,
this is, you know,
sure.
And you're right about it because he's from here, so it's worse. But he's trying to learn. I'll tell you, we were talking about people who could play through noise. No one has done this more in this town than Giancarlo Stanton. And he is the one to watch with this because now he's turned it around and you can see how, you know, 5 years of this he took.
I know.
With him when he struck out and stuff. But you have to play through it. And you have to be, not everyone can do it immediately.
So we're talking to Susan Waldman. I'm going to wind it down here, but I got to finish it up with this, of course, BT and Sal on the Fan. I got the press release, read it on the air the other day, a lot of great names. And I like that. And I've told you before when we've had you on, I like when you do the Q&A. I think it's cool. I think it's unique. We want to see the players on the field.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what I grew up with. That's what we grew up with. Can you now, unless there's like a confirmation, how in the world is Derek Jeter not there to celebrate the 2000 Subway Series championship? Like, I know that we react to a lot of stupid stuff in sports radio. That legitimately bothers me, and I think that should bother the fans. How is the captain not there?
Because it's his daughter's birthday, and they're having a big party for her.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, then I give him a pass. It's that simple. I didn't know.
You know, that's the other thing that people don't... I mean, I asked, too, when I was told about it a couple weeks ago. I said, where's Derek? And I was told, well, it's his daughter's birthday.
All right, I mean, you couldn't have the birthday party on a different day?
It depends. Well, it's not her birthday. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying.
I know
it's the captain.
But I asked why he wasn't going to be there. So I must have cared. And it's just I don't know. I don't have to balance that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
At this point, he's 25 years removed from it, and it's his daughter's birthday, and maybe he doesn't want to go home and have his daughter crying. I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with that he didn't want to play a game. I don't think that at all. I just think it's when somebody said it's his daughter's birthday and he's staying with her.
And I'm going to believe him. I always preface it with if he's got something going on, then and that's the first I've heard about the birthday. So I get it, but it is a little convenient. A couple of years, they're back on the field, and now Derek doesn't want to play ball. Like, it, I don't know.
Do you think they moved his daughter's birthday?
Come on.
I know you're always looking for, you know, other reasons underneath. Maybe it really is that simple.
I'm going to leave that open. All right. What, did I have anything else for you?
I'm sure he's going to have a message on the board. I'm disappointed too. I loved that year. That was one of my favorite years of all time.
Beat the Mets. How could you not?
Well, but it was started early. I remember Bobby Valentine saying to me during the Subway Series, I'll see you in October.
Wow.
And I said, you think so? And he said, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I like Bobby V, too. That was just a fun period. Now, there's no Goose. Is Goose completely out of the Yankee? Is like he forever in the Yankee dog? Goose is always talking smack. So Goose
yeah,
is
Yeah, I would think that might be finished here, yeah.
And Nettles is back.
One good thing, Nettles back.
Yes.
I'm really glad to see that.
When was the last time Nettles was back? It's been a long time.
It's been years.
How many?
It's been years. And I don't know the reason, but maybe this is like, maybe now he'll get a monument in Monument Park, which he should.
I agree.
Nettles should be out there. Where's Catfish Hunter? He should be out there.
Yeah, yeah. Running out of space here.
There's never out of space. You move a wall.
Running out of numbers, I guess, is what I'm saying. Running out of numbers. All right there, Susan. Generous with your time. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. I think we basically hit everything. Volpe, Fried, Bellinger, Jeter, old-timers, Booney, everything.
Until the next controversy, which, you know, you could start in 5 minutes if you want.
Well, I mean, you know, if you ever feel
like... Oh, you don't have a lot of time left. You only have another half hour?
Hey, I could start controversy in 30 seconds if I wanted to. Now, by the way, you could start something. Yeah. If I know you're off the All-Star break, but, you know, if you need a little break, you know, I could jump back in for you, fill in. You know, if you feel tired down the stretch, of course.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind. I'll give you one of those games when we, like, are playing in Texas and get in at 5 o'clock in the morning and play the next day, which is a Friday. So yeah, we had a lot of those.
I'll take a Somerset game at this point.
Well, there you can go. I'll make a phone call. You can go in anytime. Go sit in with Steve Cusimano.
He'd probably love that. They got their announcers. I don't want to get in their way. Thank you very much,
Susan.
His
name is Steve Cusimano. He's terrific. He gives us all kinds of things. Go sit and have fun with him.
Maybe I will. All right. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, Brandon. Bye-bye.
That was good. That was good. About 26 minutes. It'll stay to the Yankees right there. Money. Very good. 888-808-1019. Dovey, anything to read here? Say it loud. Say it proud. Nothing. All right, good. So the Mets wiggled out of it. So go to the bottom of the second. Brett Beatty's up. How about this? Last 14 games, hitting .343. Remember, I was always a Beatty guy. Early on, I was a Brett Beatty guy going back 2 years ago. And in those 14 games, he's got an OPS over 1,000. So he's made some nice plays at third. I guess, was that 2 games ago when he jumped up, snagged that one or two hopper over his head, threw home? I think that was 2 games ago. He's starting to show a little confidence here, hit lefties a little more. You know, I don't know how much you run this in terms of not making a move. I don't know what Stearns is thinking. I know what I'm thinking. As much as Beatty's grown a bit and Alvarez 2.0 might, you know, and certainly early on has looked much better, I'm still not messing around. Just because of where the Mets are timeline-wise, you know, Lindor age, Soto's here, Pete might be gone, Manaea, you know, all the things I've hit a lot, I'm getting another bat. But Beatty is definitely rounding into form. There's no doubt the game is slowing down for him a little bit. It's good to see. 888-808-1019. Tony in Delaware is on the fan with BT and Sal. What's up, Tone?
Hey, not much, BT. I just want to, give Susan a quick shout out. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, and I live out of town. You know, I'm in a different state, so I can only really see or interact with the Yankees games via the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I love hearing Susan's voice. You know, on the broadcast, I do miss Sterling. I got to get used to this new guy. You know, always talking about Seattle and all that crap. But anyway,
it's Dave Sims.
Yeah, Dave Sims.
Okay.
I definitely got to say, hey, Susan's one of the best, man. If she's not in the Hall of Fame, she will be.
That's a good, you know, Hoff, is she, oh, Dove, is she in the Hall of Fame? How is she not in the Hall of Fame?
She's in the New York State Hall of Fame.
I know, but she's not in Cooperstown yet, right?
I don't believe so.
And she, what was her
needs
first?
To be.
Yeah, I'm sure she will someday. Thank you, Tony. What was her first year? Was it Buck? When did Susan even start? everything blends in. I mean, she's been doing it at, let's see. So it was Kay and Sterling on radio before Kay went to Yes. I mean, it's been at least 25 years for Susan. I mean, maybe much more than that, actually. Yeah, I mean, she's going to be in there someday. It's just a matter of when. I love having her on the show. Like, I just enjoy the free-flowing nature to the conversation, you know? And she's a great guest to have on because she's confident. She's been doing this for a long time with the team. I mean, well, she says something wrong. What, are they going to fire her? I mean, she can say whatever. And, you know, not reckless or cavalier, but she's going to keep it honest, you know? I mean, yes, of course she's pro-Yankee. She wants the Yankees to win, you know? And she's not going to be as raw as me or as raw as Sal or as raw as some other people on the, because it's just a different presentation. But I love the ability to just bounce around. That's fun to do that every once in a while. Sal and I have had her on a couple times. She always does great. Bruce in Flushing. What's happening, Bruce? How you doing?
Hey, BT. Before I get to the trade deadline and Spencer Jones, if Susan's still listening, one candidate to replace Bobby, if you send him down, is Nicky Lopez. He's at AAA. He's a major leaguer. He's not going to hit a lot, but he's a very good defensive guy with the glove.
Yeah, that just doesn't excite me. I'm not saying that. No, Bruce.
I'm not saying it's just
excited. What's his name? Nicky Lopez.
Nicky Lopez.
That's right, Nicky. Yeah.
All right. Now, okay. I just wanted to throw out a name.
I got you. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Okay. Jones and then trade deadline. Mm-hmm. First on Jones. What people fail to realize about Jones, he probably lost 2 years of development because of COVID.
So did everybody, though, that age.
Okay, but you're judging him on his results, and that could be reason why he's striking out a lot. Number two, he changed his batting stance. You know, if you look at the video of last year's batting stance, even of spring training's batting stance,
yep,
than he has now, he's different. And you know what? People can evolve. People can develop.
Of course.
And to me, you can't just give up that kind of talent. I'm not saying automatically he's going to do what he did in the minors and majors, but you got to give him that shot. That's, you know, nobody hits bombs like that. And you know, everybody can't hit bombs like that, especially opposite field bombs. So you have to keep them. Number two, on the deadline, if you're a general manager and you have an opportunity to get a Joe Ryan or to get the relief pitchers in Minnesota,
mm-hmm,
would you give up Cam Sutter? Because the Yankees have enough depth in the minor leagues, pitching-wise, we can afford to give him. Now, I don't say I don't want to give him up, mm-hmm, but if push comes to shove, if you do that, if you have to give up somebody of that talent, would you?
Specific with Cam Schlittler, I probably would. Yeah, I think that's one that you got to do, and I'm very intrigued to keep him. I've said that. He throws, you know, we've said this many times, 98, 97, 99. He's pumping absolute gas. He just learned the cutter, and it's become very useful very early. So he's shown great aptitude and the ability to discover a new pitch and apply it immediately, which is an incredible skill a lot of young kids don't have. He's tall. He's got great levers and leverage points. I'm intrigued. And he seems very unaffected by the stage. Like, he's very calm. He's got an ounce of cockiness. Like, he's like he belongs there. And I remember, it's funny, when I introduced Susan before, I relayed the last time we communicated. It was via text. It was a couple of weeks ago, his first start at Yankee Stadium. Pitched well, had a lot of strikeouts. And I heard her interview. I was coming back from coaching. Didn't get thrown out that night. And I caught it mid-interview. And it was the scout that found Schlittler, and because he's up from Massachusetts, and his dad's on the police force. Like, I heard stuff, and this was Susan doing the interview, that I just didn't know about the young man. I found it really interesting. The same scout also found Ben Rice during COVID. Like, it's just, if you love that stuff and you're a little bit of a baseball geek, you would have been locked in. And I was definitely locked in. So I was texting Susan. We're going back and forth. And we even texted a little bit during the game where, you know, we were very impressed with his makeup. And I detected early from the scout that found him and then watching him, like, what the scout said was very visible right away. Like, he's not cocky, but there is no doubt that he belongs there, that he knows that. That's a great attribute. I mean, right now, does Anthony Volpe look like he like he thinks that he belongs? We know right now we don't think he looks like he belongs. Do you think that he thinks he belongs? No. I would even say just because it's easy to parallel, even though they're very different positions and a little bit of a different circumstance, I would even say that even at Alvarez's worst moments with the Mets, he still, to me, looked like he thought that he belonged. That's just my own personal interpretation. Can't prove it. I just remember that. And I juxtapose it with Volpe, and it just seems a little different with Volpe. Either way, I don't want to get rid of Schlittler, but you're not giving up nickels to get a dollar back. You're just not, you know. So I guess unless maybe you give up 20 of them, then you might make it work. Right, though?
Huh? Good math.
I was trying to do it. I'm like, do I have this right? I was doing it quick. I'm like, I think that's right. All right, 888-808-1019. Good show. A lot of different topics. The Mets, the Yanks. Mets are still one up. And winning 1-0 here, top of the third. We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, I'll listen to them on the way home a little bit over on 880. Got the Mets up on that with Howie. Love hearing a little bit of Howie. I'm a Howie fan. And, of course, Evan Atiki coming up next, too. So we'll get back to the calls. We'll wrap it up then.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Susan Walton, what's happening, kiddo? How you doing?
I'm great. I turn on and I'm listening and you're talking football. I thought you'd still be screaming from last week about the Yankees and how they've been playing. I'm really glad to know you're talking about something else this morning.
And listen, I'll tell you something. I've been positive about the Yankees today. Let me ask you a question. Now, yeah. And I know, I should say, I think that you listen to Sal and I on occasion. You put the station on once in a while, right? No. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Okay. Come on. Don't try to clown us like that. Make us look bad. You were just messing around, I think. Pausing for dramatic effect, I think. She was great. So if you guys missed any of that, free Odyssey app, check it out. By the way, we're also now on YouTube, this show. So if you guys want to check it out, WFA and YouTube, you know, for years now. Even before I came to The Fan, they've done this, and our team does a great job, like splitting up the open so you can see us all, and little shorts and clips and pod stuff. It's awesome. So subscribe if you haven't already. But now, at least moving forward, we'll see where it goes and how it goes. But BT and Sal is now, you can stream live on YouTube, get a look at the studio, especially when we're yelling at each other. That'll be fun. Get that nice little visual. But right now, it is me, it is you. Sal's back on Monday. All right, so the Mets are up 1-0. 1-1 now. Trout just hit a home run off Manaea. Opposite field, got a Mike Trout kind of a vintage swing. Manaea left it out over the plate a little bit. He didn't miss it. 1-1. Marte's got a hit. No Alvarez today, not playing. So he gets a little rest after playing two straight games coming back. And Lindor is 0-1 today. So that is now, it extends. You know, you're talking about 0-30, 0-31. And Hoff just gave me the numbers here. So before the foot injury with the toe, 270 plate appearances, was batting .284, had a .356 on-base percentage and an OPS north of .850. Since, not quite as big a sample, but definitely big, 175 plate appearances, batting .186 with, is this right, .246 on-base percentage and an OPS under .600. Listen, there's been, you know, some droughts, obviously, for Lindor since he got here. The slow start's mainly the reason. I mean, you're talking 200 at-bats, basically. How many times in his career has he ever hit .186 over 175 appearances at the plate? Can't be many. So, you know, not to give him a full pass, you're in there, you're playing, your defense is still solid, you tried to steal a couple of bases, you're just not hitting. But that's now... That's a couple of months now. It's not a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Let me get back to you. Let me get Joe up in the Bronx. We've got Evan Atiki coming up next. Joe, go ahead. Might be the last one of the day, Joe.
BT, what's happening, my friend?
All good.
I love when Susan calls. You guys got a nice thing.
She's awesome.
A little bit of Charlie Steiner, I think, for a year or two, right? Before took on with John.
That's true. Didn't Steiner had the Boone home run in 03. That was Steiner, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. Yep.
So I get what you were saying with sending Volpe down. Like, he's not a rookie. He does have 3 years. But that's the thing. He does have 3 years. We have to figure this out with Lombard there now. Like, we have to get an answer one way or another. And you know, he is what he is. Maybe send him down. We could do something to the psyche to get him hitting. And maybe if we get a Suarez, put Perez over at short for a couple days, a week, let Anthony get his head straight. Because we got to know. Can't do this again next year and have the same thing, you know?
No, well, that's what I've said there, Joe. That's where it's got to – this can't bleed into next season. You know, Volpe doesn't find a way to change this plot, this narrative here. I don't know how we can start next year, or at least not compete for the job in camp. There's no way you can hand him a job year four if this keeps up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.